Well, hello and welcome in again to the Worship Life Podcast with Mike Harland. I am your co-host, Brian Brown. These are the B.B. McKinney Studios. They are historic.
Here they are.
They are majestic. They are high atop the Lifeway Tower.
I read recently, the account, of how our dear brother, the founder of the church music department,
Benjamin Bayless,
he was on his way back. He died tragically.
Yes.
He had written all those great hymns that we still sing today. He died returning to Nashville. He had been at Ridgecrest
Music Week,
and he was coming back
at Ridgecrest in 1952.
Is
that right?
And he had just completed 2 weeks of Music Week at Ridgecrest, and they were driving back. And God in His providence took B.B. McKinney from us. But I tell you what a legacy! I walk by his picture every day. His portrait is outside my office, and I look at him every day. And I can't wait. One of these days, I'm gonna meet that guy in eternity.
Amen.
And man, what a legacy we have! Not just him, but you know, William J. Reynolds and Mark Blankenship, and of course Jim Gibson, that was part of Lifeway's team, and Hines Sims. Don't mean to leave it. Wes Forbes. I didn't mention him. Now those are all out of order. What I just did, but we had some great men of God that came through here, and then people like Burl Redd was here back in the day, and. You know, my friend Elwin Raymer used to work here at the Sunday School
Dan
board.
Johnson.
Dan Johnson and Bill Anderson and all of that. And then sadly, one of our team members in recent years just recently passed away, Paula Sims. She was a champion for children's choirs and, of course, married. Farrar was her married name, but for years, Paula Sims and now Farrar, she passed away recently. So when you talk about being here in the B.B. McKinney Studios, we do that a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But the truth of the matter is we are on the shoulders of giants
in
the music department of the Baptist Sunday School Board of Southern Baptist Convention and Lifeway. And, man, what a privilege it is to sit in these seats and do what we do.
It is. You know, our friend Dan Johnson, we mentioned we lost this year, and boy, did we miss him. He was kind of the historian, if you will, unofficially, of the church music department. And I think so much, Mike, about how church music ministry has changed over the years. And the different ways a music ministry program would have been structured in a Southern Baptist church in 1952 when B.B. McKinney.
A little different,
And the way it is today. One of those changes we're going to talk about today in the podcast. There was a time when almost every single worship ministry would have included age-graded children's choirs and student choirs.
Youth choir,
I mean, real choral.
And
you're teaching kids to sing chorally, and then, of course, the adult choir, the senior adult choir. Many churches today, particularly in the student area, I would say, also in kids to some degree, the student choir, the youth choir, for many, many churches doesn't exist. But Mike, as you and I know, and they probably have a praise band or a worship team or something.
There's a worship expression for sure.
But I have always maintained that at least 10% of any group are people who probably have a musical enough gift from the Lord to at least want to sing or express it musically. And a lot of times that's far too many kids. To make it onto the worship team stage. So what do you do with these kids and you don't have the worship choir anymore? That used to be a big group of people who could engage musically. Now it's a much smaller group. So what do you do with those kids on the fringes that love music?
It's a great point. And we were talking, we took a little trip down memory lane. There's a rich legacy here with youth music. I think about some of those early musicals like Celebrate Life, Reagan Courtney and Burl Redd, and they were writing some of these things. And you're no question in our ministry experience lifetime, we have seen the rise and the fall of youth choirs. Now we got a lot of churches out there still doing youth choirs. And our event Sun Power that we've done for years has involved student choirs for years, and there's still a lot of churches that do that. So we're not saying today nobody's doing it. But there's some real practical reasons we're seeing what we're seeing. The church schedule has contracted vastly.
One of the biggest factors.
You know, so most churches don't have Sunday night services anymore. Many churches, I should say.
Yes.
Many churches don't have Sunday night services or discipleship training in the evening. And that's when youth choir would happen.
That's right.
A lot of times those churches aren't even meeting at that time anymore. And then Wednesday nights are compressed. And people don't attend church in the patterns that we did when you and I were growing up back in the day. So there's some practical reasons. Another trend that we've seen is student music has increasingly been the responsibility for that has been put in the student ministry of a church.
Right.
Student ministry is one of the most important ministries a church has. For such a pivotal time in a young person's life, they want to do student ministry right, and they want the student ministry leaders, whether they're lay leaders or their professional staff, they want them to plan and program that ministry designed to have maximum impact on that student, those students, and often just from scheduling restraints and maybe even skill set of the youth minister, often student choirs get lost in that mix. If the student ministry is leading that, there are churches that are exceptions to that. But student choirs became something that they had to accommodate instead of something that was strategic.
Right.
So what does that cost us? Well, you know, I mean, Brian, you're not an English professor today, but you probably are glad you studied English.
Yes.
Both the literary aspects of English. You're an avid reader.
Right.
Which, you know, most people, if they saw you, wouldn't realize how intellectual you are.
If they talked to me.
Yeah. But you're an avid reader. But just think about the use of language and the use of English in your daily experience. You learned how to do that as a young person. Now, you're not an English professor.
Right.
But you had to learn how to handle the language. Well, I want to submit to you, our children, our students need to learn how to handle the worship expression.
Yeah,
they're not all going to be Christian artists. Matter of fact, 99.9% of them aren't, or whatever artistry you want to talk about. But they need, as Christians, as believers, as part of a corporate community of faith, they need to learn some tools that they can use in worship. So we've lost something here. We've lost something when we don't have children's choirs, when we don't have student choirs. We're losing more than just those presentational things. We're losing the equipping that would have in the lives of those young people. And so Lifeway wants to step into that. What do you do? And we're asking ourselves the question,
right.
How can we help churches that don't have student choirs and churches that do have student choirs? What can we do to help those churches raise up young people in this area of worship ministry? And that's something that we're spending a lot of time, a lot of resources investing in.
Yeah, and I think informally, internally, Mike, we've kind of called this SunPower 2.0, or kind of a relaunching or a rebranding. We've had the SunPower event and the SunPower resources around here as our answer for student choirs for many decades, and the event historically has taken place in Florida, and we've done missions work and all of that. This year, we're bringing the event to Nashville.
Oh,
that's one change, and it's exciting. We've got a great lineup planned, but we're also changing the event in other ways to try to answer some of those questions you're talking about the churches are asking.
We were in a meeting earlier today about that week here in Nashville, and it would not be prudent for us to start throwing names out there of who's going to come by the event and what guests are going to appear and all that stuff, because some of that is still very fluid. But we're taking full advantage of being in Nashville, which is Music City.
Yes.
And there are going to be some unique things that happen at SunPower this year that could have never happened in Orlando, because we're in proximity to most of where Christian music is recorded.
A lot of these Christian artists go to church here in town somewhere and involved in
the
ministry.
And they all believe in this kind of ministry.
Amen.
All of them had those experiences when they were growing up, and they know how vital they are. And it's not a hard conversation for us to have ever. To talk to a Christian artist and say, man, it would encourage our students if you came by. And we're having those conversations right now. We're not ready to make those announcements, but we're excited about the potential and some of the people we know are going to be dropping in on us that week. Not to mention the missional aspect of SunPower this year.
Yeah,
we're going to have hundreds and hundreds of young people that are going to be leading worship and singing together. And they're going to have opportunities in some dynamic ministries here in the Nashville community, The Bridge being one of those. But they're going to be part of a baseball game, the Nashville Sounds, AAA affiliate.
Singing on the field.
For the Texas Rangers this year.
Cool.
They've just changed to the Rangers farm system. They're going to be on the field singing and sharing, presenting a concert, and other things that are going to happen during the week that are more ministry and missions oriented. But while the students are here, we're going to have access to great leaders and teachers around the disciplines of worship ministry and using music as a discipling tool and helping equip young people to catch a vision of how they can use their talent to honor Lord with their talents, and both as a choir, but not just for choir. Any student that's writing songs or that's finding their own singing voice or playing instruments, we're going to be creating opportunities and having amazing training opportunities and experiences at SunPower here. So what I would tell any church out there, you say, well, we don't have a youth choir anymore, and we even titled this podcast, No Youth Choir, What Now?
Yeah.
You know what? Right now, you're listening to this podcast, you can think of that one young lady or that young man that has already started to write songs and started to develop and find their singing voice and find their worship leading voice. Or maybe you've got two or three, or maybe you have a small group. Maybe you have a worship band that leads worship for the student ministry of your church. And you say, oh, I don't have a youth choir, but you've got 8 or 10 kids that are in worship leadership. This conference is designed for them. And I'm so excited because this way we're beginning to get registration reports and momentum is picking up and we've got people signing up every day and new churches coming. And we just cannot be more excited about doing a student worship training event in Nashville designed to challenge and inspire and equip high school students in this area, finding their worship voice. And many of them go on to lead worship, to sing. It's pretty exciting stuff.
It is. So it's June 17 through 20th. In Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
And they can go online to lifeway.com/sunpower. Lifeway, thank you, Tim, our engineer. Lifeway.com/sunpower to find out all the details, June 17th through 20th. And as we are able to name some of these artists and other people, as soon as we get them confirmed, we'll throw that stuff up on that,
sure.
on that
and
website.
And we've got a few things now. We have the Restoration Band's going to be there.
Oh,
they're
cool.
From William Carey University, which is a great school. The great Wes and Luke down there leading and others leading there at William Carey, and they're a great college band that's going to come. And, man, those high school students can so relate to these college students that are coming in and leading worship,
sure.
who just a few years ago were sitting in the same seats they're sitting in now. We've got Hector Jimenez, Hector Gabriel, some people call. He's from California Baptist. He's a dynamic artist, songwriter, speaker. Great guy. And Hector's going to be here. He's going to be our leader that week. So things are shaping up really, really well, and we couldn't be more excited about it. It's going to be at the Sheridan Music City, which is a wonderful convention space. We're really thinking 500 or 600 young people taking Nashville by storm in a student worship experience, singing all over the city, having experiences and worship opportunities that are just going to be amazing.
And the Bridge Ministry is going to be exciting. So excited to have it here at our home where we have our offices and our own studio here in Nashville and the ministry opportunities. I'm so excited. I still am leaping to share some of the names, but we can't quite do that yet. But boy, is it going to be exciting. We have those that have come for many, many years. Mike, we have churches out there that send one kid, two kids.
I found out today.
You do not have to have a large group.
We had two different churches call in today to sign up a single kid for this. And here's our promise to you is we'll love that kid like they're ours. They will become instantly part of a community, and it will be a great experience. And you know what, Brian? I just had a flashback in my mind. When I was 16 years old. Now, that was a few years ago.
This was in black and white.
Exactly. when I was 16 years old, I was just starting to write songs. I was just starting to write Christian songs. And my minister of music at my church saw something in me that he wanted to encourage and equip. So he came with me. He and I went together to an old convention event that was at Lake Barkley, Kentucky. And then for 1 year, then the next year he brought me, my senior year, we came to Nashville, Tennessee to the Opryland Hotel. It was, by the way, that hotel was new then. It was pretty young. And he took me to that conference. It was a music conference put on by the Benson Company. And you know what? I went to a songwriting session led by the great Phil Johnson. A lot of people remember Give Them All to Jesus, The Day He Wore My Crown. A lot of people know that song, Phil Johnson. Great songwriter. I went to a song. I want you to picture this, 16 years old, and Phil Johnson walks out. I was sitting on the front row, and I was just learning how to write songs and trying to write songs and listening to a seasoned Nashville veteran artistic songwriter talk about writing songs. I look back on that experience now, and that was 40 years ago. There's no way for me to measure what impact that had on me. And it happened in my life. And now I'm at a company doing that same kind of event.
Very cool.
And that happened in my life because the worship pastor of my church said, I want to invest in you.
Yeah.
The church paid my way. My mom and daddy couldn't have paid for it.
Yeah.
The church actually scholarshiped that for me. And it might have been an individual in our church. Maybe my minister of music himself. I don't really know who paid for it. I just know my parents didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And my church invested in me.
Yeah.
And I even get emotional today thinking about. And I'm telling you, somebody's out there listening to us right now that has one or two or five or 10 kids in your church. You don't have a youth choir anymore.
Right.
Why don't you step up and bring them to Some Power this year?
It's great.
And
word.
Let those kids have a worship equipping yeah. experience that could perhaps, like me, shape their lives, the rest of their life. No doubt will have an impact on their experience as Christians. And I hope churches out there will catch a vision of the responsibility they have, but secondly, the opportunity they have to pay it forward, if you will, and bring some kids to Some Power this year. You won't be disappointed, and you just might change the destiny of someone's life.
It's a fantastic word, Mike, and I've thanked it so much. I love what you said about sponsoring a kid.
You know?
And so the cost, if it's prohibitive, there's people in your church
that would
support this kind of a thing.
Hey, that kid that's 15 that's writing songs right now,
yeah,
go to them and say, your way's going to be paid for. I want to take you to Nashville, Tennessee for Some Power.
Yeah.
And the impact you're going to have in their life, 10 years from now, the world might be singing songs that kid's writing. So don't miss it. Don't miss the opportunity.
So true. And I'm so thankful. And Mike, I know our listeners know this, but as long as God's called you here and the team that we have at Lifeway now, we're going to be providing resources for children. And we're going to be providing music, worship resources for young people. And so no matter what form that takes in the church, we're going to be creating those kind of resources. So Lifeway Worship is not going to abandon you and your ministry to these age groups. We're going to continue to provide resources for you. We would love to hear from you.
We probably should say this. Let me throw this in.
What would we leave out?
Well, the other thing that's changing about Some Power, the event, but the music that we're doing. Oh, my gosh.
I meant to say that, Mike.
We've got a new creative team, and we love what Dennis and Nan did all those years. We certainly are not saying that wasn't great. It was awesome. But we did go a different direction stylistically into a different approach that's a more student worship ministry approach, not so much a student choir approach, although it'll be great. As a matter of fact, churches, when they hear this, they're going to want to do this with their adult choirs, I'm telling you, because it's so cool. It's contemporary modern worship approaches to great songs. David Wise is a tremendous talent here. I won't give his resume, but he's a creative force in this. Josh Wall, Phil Nitz, some of these guys, a next generation kind of guys that are bringing a whole new approach to the music. So Some Power's not just the event changing, the music has changed, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I believe we have a promotional video there at lifeway.com/sunpower. And in that promo video, Mike, some of the new music is previewed in the background. So if you want to give a taste of what you're talking
about,
it's
amazing.
And for those who've been coming for years and years and years and you know what Some Power is, you don't know what Some Power is.
Yeah.
Listen to this and you'll get an idea of what Mike's talking about, how excited we are about the music that we've got for this year. So email us, as I was saying just a moment ago. We'd love to hear from you as your ministry's transitioned in your church, how you're serving the student musicians and even those students who would never call themselves a musician, but that have a love and a heart for music ministry. We'd love to know the other ways you're utilizing them, and if your church is one that no longer has a student choir per se, how you're able to involve them. So email us, worship@lifeway.com. We also want you to email us specific ways we can pray for you, for your family, for your church, and for your ministry. worship@lifeway.com is where those emails need to go. If you just want to join the discussion about worship music, join us at worshiplife.com. Join us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, all the other social media platforms, and join the conversation about worship. Until next time, for Mike Harlan, this is Brian Brown saying thanks for joining us on the Worship Life podcast. We'll be back together to talk about worship music again very soon.